the weekly chart. what's interesting here is that we have an obvious price target at 1,500, let's say, but in the short to medium term, I would actually expect price to retest that upper trend line of the channel I drew in. So yeah, I would expect prices to go down first before they can move up again. Next chart would be DNN. Scroll down a bit into the drop down menu. Here we are, DNN, Denison Mines. That was actually, I was extremely bullish on uranium. Denison was the one I was most bullish on. You all know what happened in Japan, Fukushima, and so on. So I don't need to talk about that. it's very difficult to decide if the speculation is if this is still something worth following or not. I think it is, but I'm not interested in initiating positions again right here. Technically speaking, the charts are broken, so this is a situation where you don't want to be involved. Of course, you could say this is deep value, whatever, you know, but I need pattern pressure. I need charts telling me that they want to move up in the not so distant future, and that's not the case here. What could happen, or what I'm seeing right now, is that we could move back towards, let's say, 240, maybe even retest 220, and then we would have some kind of, you know, second leg down, which would be a W bottom, and then if the stock moves up again and then closes above, let's say, $3, then we could think about initiating positions again, or maybe, you know, if we get a reversal, an obvious reversal candle around the 240 to 220 level, that might be a place where you want to initiate positions. Anyway, next chart, which would be UTO, uranium participation weekly chart. I click on that. Actually, in my annotations, I said uranium is setting up for the best and lowest risk buying opportunity in what looks to be a new promising bull market. Well, what can I say? I mean, the gap down invalidates this assumption, and as long as we trade below the bull flag, which you can see in the chart, I simply prefer to stand aside and to wait until the technicals are set up again, as they say, and I'm willing to pay a higher price, but I want to see how things develop from here. I think it's too early to tell how things will develop. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, of course, but I'll stick with the charts, and until they give me the signals I'm looking for, I'm neutral. Okay, now let's go to the next one, which would be the sector overview chart, fiber optics. for those of you who read my website on a regular basis, you know that I've recently